We're doing Ahavat Chesed. We're up to the Chelek Aleph Perek Shishi, Halacha Yud Aleph. Im yodea bevirur sheyavo lo bekarov krovo ani lilvot menu. Let's say a person knows it's only a matter of time, but soon he's going to have a relative come and ask him for a loan. So the guy didn't ask him, but he anticipates it's coming. And we know that a relative takes precedence over someone else. We learned the relative, you give a relative a loan first if a relative needs a loan, as opposed to someone else. Yuchal lashmit tatzmo mechamat ze leit ata shelo lalvot leani acher sheino krovo. So if someone else comes and asks him for a loan, and he really anticipates that he's going to have this request from a relative soon, even though right now he does not have the request, he could say, no, right now I can't. And halachically, that's okay, because he's anticipating to give that money as a loan to someone who is his relative. So the halacha says, if you anticipate you're going to give him a loan, that's good enough, even if it's not right now that he's asking for it. And being that he has precedence, so you don't give the money to someone else. But if you're not sure, the person's not sure if his relative is really going to ask him for a loan, he can't absolve himself from his obligation to lend his friend or his neighbor or someone else the money, provided that it's a reliable person, everything we've discussed until now, provided it makes sense to give the loan from all other aspects, then this isn't the reason that a person can absolve himself from his obligation to give a loan. And he says, see what I've expanded on my commentary below, and then Tiv Chesed, where the Chafetz Chaim goes into all the details and all the sources for each halacha. So that's for a different time that we're learning. We'll also learn his sources in the depth. But right now, that's the general rule he's taught us.